everyone. The rain is holding off, so...
We lucked out.
Yeah, we definitely lucked out.
Let's not press our luck.
Well, hey, move under the tent when it starts to pour. But I want to say, hey, good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for being here today. It's really an honor to be here. To number one, thank the team that came together to create a new home for the Franklin Housing Authority. And this action really goes to an issue that lies at the heart of social justice and human dignity, and that's the importance of public housing. And its core, public housing is more than just four walls and a roof, it's a lifeline. It's a promise that in a society as advanced as resourcefulness as ours, no one should have to sleep on the streets, live in a car, or choose between rent and food. Public housing is not a charity, it's a social contract, a collective commitment to ensuring that everyone has access to basic human right known as shelter. Across our country, millions of individuals and families struggle to afford a safe place to live. Rents have skyrocketed, wages haven't kept up, and in many cities, the cost of housing has outpaced reality. Public housing steps in where the private market fails. It provides stability to the most vulnerable among us, low-income families, the elderly, people with disabilities, and those experiencing homelessness. But the benefits of public housing go far beyond shelter. When families have a stable home, children do better in school, parents are better able to maintain steady employment, health outcomes improve because people are no longer exposed to unsafe living conditions or the mental strain of housing insecurity. And communities become stronger when residents can put down roots and invest in their neighborhoods. Now, back on September 29th of 2021, I was one of a number of recipients of an email from Susan Spears, the treasurer of the Metacomet Land Trust, about this property here in Franklin that was in a Kafkaesque situation. The issue had involved a 99-year land lease that was improperly turned into a mortgage. That mortgage then went into foreclosure, and then the originating bank went out of business. Enter a new bank, which put the property in foreclosure, and then subsequently it all ended up as a conveyance to HUD in Washington, D.C. In the meantime, the property was vacant and unusable. Susan and the Metacomet team was looking for some creative solutions to get this property back into the public housing inventory, and that email led to legal discussions with my good friend Mike Daugherty. I know he was supposed to be here today. Meetings with local officials, contact with Senator Markey. Mark Lanigan is here representing Senator Markey's office, and Congressman Auchincloss. At the time of these discussions and these meetings, Franklin had 6,087 families on its waiting list and stressed that the property could be put to good use. I checked with Lisa just a few minutes ago. 6,000 in 2021 is now over 24,000 looking for housing in the Franklin area. With Senator Markey's help, a bridge was made to HUD in Washington, D.C., and step one was then complete by having the property returned to Bank of America. From there, we worked with Bank of America to peel back the layers of the onion and see what further relief could be provided. And thanks to the good work of my dear friend and former state senator, Paul White, Bank of America got right on it to see what could be done. And with great generosity from the bank, a conveyance was made to Franklin, and Maurice Coleman is here and from Bank of America, and he's going to join us today, and I'm sure he will offer remarks on how step two was completed. Now, hold on. I'm verbose.
You're the road.
Now the property gets in the hands of Franklin Housing, and they had to marshal the forces to rehab a space that was vacant for 20 years and return it to something habitable. And I want to say many thanks to Lisa Audette, George Nello, Chris Feely is here from the Housing Authority for all making this happen. George is going to join us later in the program to tell us how step three was completed. At a bottom line, this work and these actions all clearly demonstrate that when we put our heads together and use our tools, our knowledge, our relationships, and our goodwill, we can make things happen. Throughout the process, everyone treated housing not as a privilege, but as a public good, just like education, clean water, and public safety. Investing in public housing is not just the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do. Again, it reduces homelessness, it lowers healthcare costs, it promotes economic mobility, and it builds a society where everyone has a chance to thrive. So let me thank Susan, Lisa, and Larry from MetaComment for speaking up, and Senator Markey, Congressman Auchincloss, Mike, Paul, Maurice, and the Bank of America team, and Lisa and George from the Franklin Housing Authority for stepping up. By doing so, you support housing justice and the opportunity for people to land in a place they can call home. So thank you so much. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce Maurice Coleman from Bank of America. And I'm sorry, Maurice, but my 24-point font did not make it to your intro.
I've got it.
Oh, no, no. So I'm going to pull out the glasses because I want these people to know who you are.
You're doing a phenomenal job. Thank you.
Maurice Coleman is the tax credit syndication and investment executive at Bank of America. He leads a national team responsible for the bank's origination of low-income housing tax credit equity through syndication partners to create multifamily, mixed-income, affordable housing, as well as the delivery of historic tax credits to preserve and restore historic properties across the country, and the secondary market execution of new markets tax credits to drive national economic development by building or rehabilitating community facilities and commercial real estate projects serving under-resourced communities. He manages a $4.9 billion equity portfolio. Boy, I would love to have a piece of that. Maurice also serves as the co-chair of Bank of America Black Professional Group, a global employee network consisting of 36 chapters and over 18,000 members. He received his bachelor's in history and economics from Columbia University, where he was a varsity athlete and a Rhodes Scholar finalist, an MPA from the School of International and Public Affairs at Columbia University with a concentration in public finance, and he completed the finance and management leadership program at the Columbia Business School. He completed credit and capital markets training at Bank Boston and is an alumnus of the Venture Capital Institute. So let's give a warm welcome to Maurice Coleman.
Representative Roy, a big round of applause. Thank you for your leadership and for the kind words. Thank you all for being here this afternoon. If I have not had a chance to meet you, I look forward to it as we go through our tour. You know, as Representative Roy mentioned, I'm very fortunate to be a community development banking executive, the national executive for our tax credit syndication and investment platform. But really, on behalf of all of my teammates, I just want to say thank you. I really want to say thank you for your commitment to improving the lives of so many people, especially here in the town of Franklin. George, Lisa, thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your commitment. And I just want to personally give you a round of applause as well. You know, today isn't just about the transfer of a property. Today is really about taking what was a vacant house and making it this incredible, vibrant, affordable home. Today is really about developing communities. And that's something that we take great pride in at Bank of America, because we believe that affordable housing is foundational to community stability. And we see it as a major economic driver and an opportunity to create economic mobility. So when I think about all the work that we try to do and the millions of dollars we provide in financing and grants, I also think about how we're fortunate to be innovative and creative when we need to answer the call so we can unlock opportunities like this to do something that's very special that's out of the box, that's imaginative, that's creative to improve our communities. So for us, I really wanted to let you know that we understand how long this road has been. We understand what it took to get here. And for that, I really wanted to say that this isn't about us. This is really about you. So I want to give you a round of applause for your great work and all the work that you've done to get us here today on behalf of all of my teammates at Bank of America. When I think about the importance of community and I think about continuing the great work, this is the prime example of what we try to do every day to build communities where people can live, people can work, people can play, people can grow, and people can continue to evolve. So again, I want to personally say thank you, and I want to pass this podium over to someone that has been at this a very long time, Mr. George Dinello. George, thank you for serving as chairman of the Franklin Housing Authority. Thank you for nearly 30 years of service on the Board of Commissioners. We appreciate you and your entire team and all the great work you've done, and we look forward to creating more opportunities like this in years to come.
Thank you.
Please come on up.
Well, we started this journey in 2010, Lisa. We started working with our friends at Metacomet. The process has been long. We never stopped. We always knew that we had to get this done to help people in our community. The need, as Jeff expressed, has just exploded over the last 5 years. When I started back in 97, we were in the 2,000 to 3,000 people looking for homes, and while that obviously was of concern, that's now gone up 6-7 fold.
Wow.
In the local need, which was in the 50-60 back then, it's now 445 local families looking for housing just in the Franklin community.
Wow.
So the need is vast. We are totally committed to helping people one house at a time if we have to do that. But we're thrilled to be here. We've made a family of three very, very happy. So from myself, the Board of Commissioners, our Executive Director, we want to thank all of our friends. Metacomet Land Trust, we want to thank our friends at Bank of America. We want to thank our friends from Senator Markey's office and Rep. Oshikoff's office. We want to thank Paul from the Carroll Group. And I want to especially thank Rep. Roy. Jeff has been there for us every time we put a call in. He's there to listen, he's there to give advice, and he's there to make things happen for the benefit of the Housing Authority and the benefit of the people who live there. And he's been a great friend to the Housing Authority over 10, 11, 12 years. I'm not even sure how long it's been. It's been a long time. But thank you very much, Jeff, for everything you've done for us. So we took the property, when the attorneys were done, we acquired the property in the fall of 2023. We quickly began working on that. So when you take your tour and look at it, you will see that everything you see has been replaced, updated. The home was vacant for 20 years. So we were actually surprised there wasn't more damage to the home than what we came across. But our team here, the facilities team, Lisa, they did a phenomenal job. And we're very, very proud of everything we've done. And as I said before, we've made a family of three very, very happy. And that's what we're here to do, to try and make people happy to the best we can. So thank you very much to all of our friends. If you have any more properties, you now you have all our contact information. We'll take as many as you want to send us. But thank you very much. We really appreciate you all. It was a great team effort. And again, let's just enjoy the tour and we have some refreshments.
I would just like to say the family has vacated the unit for us to conduct the tour, but I would respectfully ask that we only go in about 4 or 5 people most at a time so that we are respecting their property. And I have from my office Neda Sanchez de Jesus is a new executive director, and we're working together for the month of June. Candace Day is the administrative assistant at the Franklin Housing Authority, and Carol is our office manager. We would escort each of the groups to go through the home if you wouldn't mind. We would appreciate that. The family that lives here can't thank all the participants enough. They have had an opportunity to live in a place where there is no stigma. They're on a residential street in a nice town, and nobody around them has to point fingers or say anything negative about them. They are proud of where they're living. They're taking good care of where they're living. They have an opportunity of a lifetime, and they're very, very thankful. So I thank everybody who's been helpful in this. If you can only put yourself in their shoes for 1 minute, you know, to think that this opportunity never comes along and they struck the jackpot. So thank you so much to everybody who contributed to that success.
So I do want to thank everyone for coming out. Michael Daugherty, good to his word, he did show up. He missed all my remarks when I gave you some praise, but that's all right.
I'll speak before, it always moves me.
I do want to give a chance for Mark from Senator Markey's office to come up and offer a few thoughts, if you don't mind, and indulge.
Well, I appreciate it, Reb. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I did not have anything in particular prepared, but appreciate.
Well, that's how we roll.
Appreciate, Rep Roy, all that you do every day for the communities of Franklin and Medway. Thank you to Bank of America. Thank you to the Housing Authority, to George and Lisa. You know, this is the best of what government can do and should be doing. You know, this is you know, government that works, government that functions, government that is working for the people of Franklin, working for, you know, this community. So, you know, this is the sort of thing that the center wants to lead on and leads on in Washington, D.C. every day. You know, it's making sure that families are in homes and, you know, in homes that they can afford and homes that are as beautiful and as great as this one. And just want to thank all of the folks that are involved. You know, I work in our Boston office, and we really take from the center down, we take an approach first to, you know, casework here in Massachusetts of how we can improve people's lives by making government work for them. And so that's the exact sort of thing that, you know, we're able to make happen by communicating with HUD, other federal agencies. And so just want to thank you all. And the senator's office is always open and available to all of you if we can ever do anything. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, who's going to lead the tour?
Ladies.
All right, let's go. Let's go see.
All right.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.